Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. From all signs, President-elect Barack Obama plans to appoint former Senator Tom Daschle to serve as Secretary of Health and Human Services. In our latest installment of America's Briefing Book, we ask for thoughts on what the president-elect needs to know as his administration takes over that agency. We're joined now by Dr. Helene Gayle, currently the president and CEO of CARE, the International Poverty Fighting Organization. She's formerly the director of the Gates Foundation's HIV, TB, and Reproductive Health Program, and she's served at the National Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for nearly 20 years, among so many other things. Welcome, Dr. Gayle.
Hi. Good morning.
President-elect Obama has certainly set out an ambitious plan when it comes to health care. What kind of shape is the Health and Human Services Administration in to carry out any of it?
Well, I think, you know, HHS has a long history and a large workforce of very dedicated people, but I think there's a lot that will need to be done if the priority of making high-quality and affordable health care accessible to all is actually going to be met. So I think, there's a lot of re-energizing, reprioritizing of these issues that will need to take place. And I think a big job, we know that the health care reform efforts under the Clinton administration were not able to move forward in the way that had been hoped for. So there's a lot that needs to be done, and I think there's a lot of rebuilding across HHS, because I think it's important for people to remember that HHS is not only health care, it's also human services, and the overall mission really is the health, safety, and well-being for all Americans. And, you know, at a time with an economic downturn that we're currently facing, these programs are probably going to be more important than ever before, as we know that health and well-being are so impacted by the economic forecast.
Oh, certainly. And what do you think, given all of those things that you've just laid out, the appointment of Tom Daschle says about President-elect Obama's intentions?
Well, I think, first of all, it says that he is placing a high priority on this set of issues. Senator Daschle clearly has a very distinguished career. He recently put out a book about health care and these issues. He has a good relationship with Congress, and I think moving forward anything like health care reform is going to take really close ties and working together with Congress to make sure that we get the kind of health care reform that I think Americans are hoping for. So I think it really signals the importance and the priority that President-elect Obama places on this set of issues.
Health care is clearly a very complicated issue that affects tens of millions of Americans, particularly those that don't have any. How do you begin that conversation? And if you were to advise Senator Daschle, what would you say to him?
Well, I think, first of all, while I think, you know, clearly he has a real foundation and understanding of the issues, it's going to be important to reach out to people. I think it's going to be important to listen to people who have experience. I think, you know, I hope that he will call together a wide range of people who represent the spectrum of the issues that need to be addressed. I think reaching out to Congress early on to start thinking about how to work together on these issues is going to be important. And then I think very early on beginning to set very clear priorities around this so that there is a dialogue about this issue moving forward.
You mentioned Tom Daschle's book. It's called Critical, What Can We Do About Health, the Healthcare Crisis? And he's proposed in it a federal health board, something similar to the Federal Reserve System, that would essentially merge Medicaid and Medicare and expand health benefits to provide universal coverage. It sounds very ambitious.
Well, I think it's ambitious, but I think what we're talking about to really make high-quality and affordable health care accessible to all is ambitious. And so whether that idea is the one to that will ultimately be the one that will move forward or not, I think thinking big and bold and broad about this is important. And I think the idea of being more integrated in the way that we look at this is a key factor. So whether the health board itself is the idea or not, I think it is going to take innovation, thinking boldly, but also building on what we know. You know, there's a lot of information out. I think, you know, this is an issue that has been studied. The Institute of Medicine, for instance, has recently done a report looking at these issues. There's a body of information that can be built upon. So I think it's going to be the combination of new, innovative thinking along with building on the foundation of what we already know and setting clear priorities early on and having that open dialogue.
Very quickly, in terms of a timeline, what do you think it's reasonable for the American public to expect in the first year or two of this new administration?
Well, I think as it relates to HHS, you know, I think in the first 90 days or so, it will be important to look across the department and start setting priorities overall. You know, HHS, again, it's a wide-ranging department that goes from Medicaid and Medicare services to the Centers for Disease Control, the FDA, NIH, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services mm-hmm. Agency, Administration for Children and Families, et cetera, Administration on Aging. So this is a wide range of agencies that focus on health but also on safety and well-being of the population. And I think it is coming together and thinking about what are the highest priorities so that HHS can move together and move its very, very important mandate. And, you know, as I said, in these times, perhaps more important
right.
than ever.
Well, sounds like Senator Daschle certainly has his work cut out for him. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Dr. Helene Gayle.
My pleasure.
Dr. Helene Gayle is the president and CEO of CARE International. John?
Debt strategies pouring in. Here's what Jerry in Lancaster writes to say. Here's what I did about my debt. I have a home mortgage, a home equity line of credit, and I refinanced my mortgage at 5.75%, rolled it all into a new mortgage. I'm paying less on interest. I have excellent credit. Lenders were eager to refi for me. Good luck to Jerry. And now we'll see if Mark Garrison has any luck with the headlines.
Sure. No luck required. It's about 20 minutes before the hour.